This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
Dear friends, family, beloved constituents, we gather here today in the honor of a fallen soldier. As we lay him here to rest, miss, no laughing at the funeral. Please be respectful to the dead. Thank you. He lived a long life.
Two of them.
A whole 2 months. The memories will always be remembered. The lessons have been learned. Someone has died, okay, you guys?
We had a couple characters we kicked off of the show. Don't worry. One day we'll make, like, action figures of all the characters that we've had because they're just so great.
But mainly because they've been kicked out of...
Our lives,
okay.
Yeah. Perfect
Who
10,
died, Heather?
Perfect 10 is gone.
Yay! Hold on one
Why
second.
Why are you so excited about this?
Oh, I didn't like Perfect 10. I didn't like... If you didn't like Perfect 10, please tell Heather you agree with me. Thank you.
And then Hockey Boy has officially died.
They're both within the same, like, day, right? Like, a day or 24 hours?
Like
things happen with them?
A week. Well, I wasn't really talking to Hockey Boy as much, to be honest. But I feel like it's officially done now. So, like, we're not even, like, friends on social media anymore. So, obviously... Our relationship, if it's not official on social media, it's not official in life. So, unfortunately, goodbye. And then Perfect 10, he might come back one day, but he's definitely, will always be just my friend. But, yeah, he's now kicked off the show, too.
He is. And as we lay them here to rest today, we wish them well in their future endeavors. But please, just... Stay away from Heather so I don't have to hear this shit anymore.
Thank you. Pay your respects to my heart.
Please. With money. Cash App, Venmo,
PayPal. We take it all here at Confessions of a Dating App. Okay, so let's start the episode with some good news, Nudia.
Good news. What's the good news, Heather?
The good news is we have a new character. Actually, two new characters. So this is we're getting rid of two and replacing two.
Okay.
He wanted me to name him DD, I think. I'm going to name him Knee Shaker.
Knee Shaker.
His name is
That's
Knee
not
Shaker.
Weird. Okay.
And that, I think, will get roll right into a nice spot. But before I do that, I also wanted to introduce, I think, Nice Guy Finished Last is going to be his name. Nice Guy Finished
Last. Nice Guy that finishes
super
last.
Super nice. But let's roll into the first thing of today.
Oh.
And why my new guy's name is Knee Shaker. Because Nudie and I.
Oh, this is.
High five. We got Woo! Laid on the same week, guys.
We did.
So this is episode after we got laid. So obviously it's going to be the best one yet.
That's why like our creative juices
we're
are
fresh.
Flowing.
We wanted to organize this. We were all about it.
This is a great show, honestly.
And both had a great time. So much so that his name is now Knee Shaker.
Well, the person that I had relations with actually matched with my friend on a dating app. And
that's kind of funny. That happens to me all the time.
If this really got out, someone figured out who this was, it probably could ruin a friendship a little bit.
Well, it's your turn to ruin some friendships because I've lost dating relationships.
That's true. And you have lost
from
a lot.
This app or from this podcast.
You have given a lot.
I've given a lot She's for this show, you guys, and I'm actually deathly terrified now. That when guys start being like, oh, you're on the radio. Like this one guy's like, you're on the radio. Do you have a podcast? I was like, he knows. He already knows. He's asking because he already knows.
We're going to get into that later.
Yeah, but
that we've gotten some comments on that. But basically, this guy had matched with my friend. They were just hookup buddies for a little bit. Things went really, really south.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, I never thought I would.
Okay.
You know? Okay. And so, but it's a secret. No one knows about it. And I kind of really, really like it. I love secrets. Like, secret lovers.
I don't know what
the
song is.
That's who we are.
If me and you are friends, okay? Yes. I'm just going to say me and you. If me and you are friends, and I used to date Mike's boyfriend, we'll just say OG. I used to date OG. And
no, I would never bang OG.
Stop. OG and I broke up and we both departed ways. And you and I's friendship kind of faded off. Is it okay for you to go fuck OG now? Or is it like bro code for life?
That's a great question.
That's going to be the question on our Instagram this week and Facebook and Twitter. If you all parties have disconnected from each other, is it okay for the opposite person to go hook up?
But this is just hookup. This is just hookups though. If you were in a relationship, I don't think I would.
Were you in love with your OG?
Yeah, very, very much so.
You are not in love with Tattoo Guy. I almost named them all by their real name, by the way. Tattoo Guy.
I have a lot of love for him now, but like, I don't think I was ever like in love. I was never in love. It was never like super romantic.
So what I'm going to say is, if me and you stop doing this podcast,
you can't touch either of them, by the way.
See, no, you are okay with it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't ever want you touching my OG. So that's like, to us, it's no matter what, no. Because like just the thought of it like is not right. But I think for guys, I don't think it matters.
It doesn't, and it does. I don't know. But I feel like this was a situation that it was just a hookup between them. It wasn't like a relationship. They're just like hookup buddies, you know?
Okay, fair.
So I did want to talk about this because I posted it on our Confessions of a Dating App Instagram, on my Instagram. I got so many messages about this. Basically, Heather and I, this is something we're going to talk about later in the podcast too. We switch phones and try to hook each other up, okay?
Yeah.
Our goal was to get as many dates as we could. And so Heather matched with this guy and she said, hello. He said, you have a dating app podcast. I expect a better open out of you in the future. And I just didn't know what to say. I was like, sorry, I can only try.
I want to know how that guy knew right off the bat, though.
He said, I'm two episodes into your podcast, already a big fan. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Well, he knows because on my dating apps, I have my Instagram on there. In my Instagram bio.
Oh, and me podcast. Too. So yeah. They're getting low. And I'm sure they say, like mine says podcast confessions of a dating app. They're probably being triggered by that.
And they're like, she's using
me on there.
Yes. Yes, we are.
The guy that I was talking to was like, I listened to the first episode on my way home from work. Maybe instead of giving guys nicknames, you should give yourself a nickname. What would you nickname yourself? My nickname would be crazy. It honestly would.
I think every guy I've dated, I do this thing when I get sassy and I do like a hair flip.
But like, on camera to them or in person to them?
No, like in person. And every guy I've dated has mentioned it as being like, that's the moment that they like fell in love with me is when I was just like,
ugh. Yeah. By the way, speaking of like DMs and stuff like that, we got a DM from someone saying, kind of agreeing the fact that Sneaks in previous episode, this guy named Sneaks, Nudie, you want to tell a story?
So me and Sneaks hooked up.
And let's make this video, you
know,
guys.
This just feels so good. This feels so good that this happened to me, you know? Sneaks and I hooked up, and then he said he didn't remember. The problem with that was that when he tells me pieces of the stories that he does remember from that night, is he remembers right before and right after, like, conveniently, that little block. See? Is yeah, just he gone. Knew.
But someone did say to us in the DMs, they were saying along the lines like, hey, I've had nights like Sneaks where I just got belligerently messed up So it's possible. You cannot remember doing something. And, you know, I was actually thinking about it one time. I did get
Has this happened to you? This happened to me kind of before.
I think I got high or something. And I just remember being so messed up. The next morning I woke up and I was like, I think I hooked up with that guy. But I don't really remember. Like, it's happened.
See, the thing with me is that I browned out. I remember I was browned out.
What is that?
Yeah. So browned out, you know, when you black out, you just black. Browned out is when you come back and you go back into the darkness. Oh, like disgusting. You come back, you just remember flashes. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I was DJing this one night. The problem is that everyone wanted to buy me a drink. So I was opening for Valentine's Day. All of my friends that were partying there, everyone's single. Everyone's just like, oh my gosh, fuck love, right?
Fuck love.
So everyone's like, do you want a drink? You want a drink? And I was like, no, let's just take a shot. I'm DJing. It's quick. I could just down it, you know? Well, 12 shots later. So I blacked out. But before I blacked out, I remember consciously kissing one of my friends.
Oh, no. You know what? You know, you get some kind of confidence when you're really messed up in life that you would never get in a million years. But that confidence soars you high.
Yeah. You know, the thing was, I still can't believe I just did it. Because he even saw me going in for it. And is like, don't start. I've never had a guy look at me. He's like, don't start. Like, don't start that. And I went in and I kissed him anyways. And then he was just like, I've wanted this to happen for so long.
No, you didn't.
I just have a flash of me
kissing him
on my knees.
Oh no!
It's like a second. That's all I have. It's just Julia, like a second.
What kind of life are you living? Maybe Sneaks is not so sneaky. Sneaks, maybe you're not that bad of a person.
I could see how someone could black. I just never thought it would happen to me. I never thought someone would be like, what did we do? I don't remember, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. So we got a DM, so it's confessions time. Confess to us.
Confessions.
So we got a confession. Not really a confession, more say, but like definitely was saying something along the lines of like she had this experience happen to her and she just wanted to tell me because I asked in our Instagram, what's something that was like so like an awful Tinder date or Bumble date? Like what's the worst one? So I guess I'm trying to find the message on I found it. So I was talking to this guy through a dating app. He seemed super chill and we went out. When we were starting to hook up, like clothes off, ready to go, he pulls out butt plugs and some other toys. I was out, didn't even finish getting dressed. I dipped. And seriously, I'm all for kinky stuff, but on the first time hooking up, it should be a little bit more vanilla. Like freaky stuff comes second date. There was no warning signs, nothing.
Oof. You know what? Maybe she gave off that vibe though. Maybe she gave off like a bad bitch dominatrix vibe and he was like,
but you know
she's
what?
Totally into this, I bet you.
See, I definitely want to be like, wow, like something has to happen that makes me go, oh, I'm gonna remember this, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But at the same time, I think I'm right with her. Like, it's got to be a little vanilla. You gotta kind of like warm up to each other, like be warm.
You don't want to play all your cards.
No,
that's one thing. You want to have a little something to bring him back. But I do, like, do you feel like you've ever one time or has a guy said something and you guys were just, you're just like, oh shit, that's a little intense for the first hookup?
Or like hanging out with him like the second day and I'm like, whoa, that's a little intense for my, like, us dating. Not only hookup, just dating in general. Like, they say something, you're like, whoa, too much, too soon. You know what I mean?
Like what?
I'm not bringing anything up in particular. This is how I get in trouble, Nudia. This is how I get in trouble, Nudia. And then I lose friends.
I'm just saying an example. It's just an example, you know?
It was the guy that you came over and, like, ruined our date. Like, too much too soon, bro. Too much too soon.
The first hookup?
First, just in general. Okay, here. We'll name him Awkward Guy, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So one time I went on a date with this guy named Awkward Guy. And Nudia decided she wanted to come borrow my ring light the same time that I was on this date.
Wait, I got a haircut and I looked fabulous and I needed to make a debut on Instagram.
So she asked to come over and I helped her take a picture. Anyway, she interrupted a date I was on.
Which I didn't know he was here. You said you were home and I was like, oh, her date must have finished. I didn't know you brought him back here to do arts and crafts.
Oh yeah, we went to Michael's. It was a really cute first date. We went to Michael's and we got like craft stuff. And then we brought it back to my house. And we crafted, and then Nudia barged in to use my ring light to take a selfie because her hair is fabulous, which is great. I'm happy for you, Nudia. But that guy told me a little bit about his family a little too soon. Little bit. And I was like, whoa, like, that's kind of...
If it's intense.
It was pretty fucking intense.
Because so, you feel like the baggage, and you're just like...
Yeah.
And then you feel bad for not caring. You're like, I'm not like a mean person, but it's just like,
yeah,
I don't really care about you like that yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Like, I'm like two dates in, like So that's a situation where that happened. Not so much like in the bedroom. Nothing ever in the bedroom the first time where I was like, whoa, too much.
Really?
You said you have one?
Yeah. Well, like this in this situation, I feel like I'm talking about sex a lot this episode.
You are, but it's
there's
okay.
A lot going on. I asked him politely to choke me, and I thought I was gonna die. I literally was like, this is the end. Like, I was just like,
oh, when they really choke you, yeah.
I kind of really liked it.
You liked it, but at the same time, you also thought, like, oh, this
is
too much.
In the beginning, I was just like, I think I'm going to die. Yeah. I was just like, I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Now that I think about it, actually, there was a time where I was hooking up with some guy, and, like, it was, like, totally, like, one of my first, like, maybe one-night stands. Like, I just met him, and then we were all up in his bedroom. But it was, this guy had his, like, his dick pierced, like, both ways, like, down and a bar.
What?
Yes. And then he, like, opened a drawer, and there was a bunch of, like, dildos in there and, like, handcuffs. And I was like, whoa!
Well, this was the I'm first out. Time?
Yes. I was like, I'm out. So that's actually happened to me now that I think about it. Like, that was, like, oh, so long ago. My hoe phase when I was, like, 22. We would not ever think about some of these things. Ever.
It's been, because Heather and I talk about a lot of the stuff between ourselves. We're like, wow, like, this really happened. So, like, this email, it says, no kissing. Even during intimacy.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And we've both had this happen to us, guys. Be like, I don't like kissing. It's the weirdest thing.
It's the weirdest thing because I feel like you like, it makes it feel real dirty when you're not kissing during sex, right? Like, it kind of feels like...
I feel like it's less connected. Like, you're not connected 100%. To the person. But, again, my sister doesn't like kissing either. So, I think some...
She doesn't?
No, she says she
Your
doesn't.
Your sister's a fucking savage.
She is. She is. My sister was giving Heather some advice, and... my sister plays guys like a fiddle. Yeah, she's the ultimate, like, player for sure.
Okay, so.
Greetings. I am seeing an amazing guy we met on an app. Due to the pandemic, we haven't been able to spend much physical time together. We also live in different states. We FaceTime and are on the phone a lot. The last time I initiated kissing because I found it to be awkward to just start the physical act of intercourse without it. The way she said that was so great. Start the physical act of intercourse.
That's a great way of putting it.
Without it, yes. This, you know, by the way, Heather and I are a little tipsy, just in case you didn't know.
We're a little tipsy. We're like, it'll be a great time to freaking get drunk and do our
show. Was Heather's idea, and I thought it was not a good idea, and I did it still, you know?
You know what? The content's still good. It's still funny. Okay, so anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
He did not kiss my lips. He kissed my neck and gave my forehead kisses. I feel like I need to address this, but I'm not sure how. Do you think I should speak to him about it? I'm a clean woman. I don't see how he could see me as a friend with benefits, but talk to me so much. Perhaps we aren't on the same page. What advice do you guys have? Thank you.
Mr. Halloween would never kiss me. And it really did make me feel dirtier. Like, I was like, oh, this is just you banging me. Like, this isn't anything at all. It's just sex.
I feel like... he really doesn't care when there's no kisses. I feel like it's not, you need to have a connection in that moment. Even if you guys fucking hate each other, you don't even like each other. Like, in that moment, you need to connect.
That's the best sex, when you hate each other. This has been a very, very turn on show.
But this is what happens when you get laid finally, apparently. You just have flashbacks about it for like
and
weeks.
You get hot flashes for women over like what? Whatever.
Yeah, like, okay. 50?
50, 60. We're having hot flashes of like, oof. Yeah, that was really good that night. Oof. Oof. Just sitting here. Why do I keep going oof like a dog? Oof, oof, oof. I hope I don't do that when I'm having sex.
I highly doubt you do, Heather.
You know what I always wanted to do? I've always wanted to make this sound as if that was the sound I was making, like, getting turned on.
Oh my God, Heather!
I wanted to do that. So, like, a guy I obviously don't give a fuck about.
Imagine him telling his friends that story. Can you imagine? Can you, like, now, honestly,
dude, I was banging her last night, and all of a sudden she was like, like a dolphin.
Heather, you need to do it now. You need to do it now. Like, we need to see the outcome.
I'll do a knee shaker, but I gotta hook up with him a couple more times so he gets humor.
No, you have to do it the first time. It has to be a guy that doesn't know you when you do it. Oh, I got to
get a new guy. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay. We'll do it to nice guys finish last because he'll still be there no matter what.
I was going to say, I bet you 85% of the guys listening are like, look, I'd still fucking do it. I'd still yeah. fucking pound her down. I'd have a great story to tell my friends, but I'd still go in there and then never call her again, you know?
Yeah, no. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
If you want to answer her question, yeah. We literally are. We're like, so, anyways.
Moral of the story. If he won't kiss you and it's bugging you, I definitely think you should say something about it. Maybe he's just feeling awkward. He doesn't know if he should or not.
Honestly, I just think that's such bitch behavior. I get if you don't like kissing.
He's not an alpha. He's a beta.
But I'm literally going to be like, do you want my pussy wet?
Kiss me.
Shut up. I feel like kissing is the best foreplay.
Yeah.
It's like the least hard foreplay like you could do.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're not going to kiss good, you're not going to have sex good. Can we just say that?
Really? I don't know. I've had some bad kisses, but great.
Oh, well.
Sessions.
I haven't done that. Okay. So anyway, we have a new segment on the show called Dating Profile Hall of Fame.
Ba 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 ba.
Where we read you the best Tinder, Bumble, Hinge bios that we can find, or pictures, or whatever it may be, that just takes it over the edge of everyone else on the dating
standout profiles. Stars
that make standout you want to talk to them.
It could be good or bad though. So, yes, these ones you found were
these are the ones
exceptional.
Okay. Yes. So I actually have two that are my personal, and then two that I found on the internet that were just amazing. This girl, Allie, 20. 2009 Miley in the streets, 2013 Miley in the sheets.
And the funny thing is she like looks like the girl next to her. Oh, she looks like the sweetest girl ever.
True.
So I love that bio for her.
Okay, then there was Connor, 21. Hello, I'm Connor. I play games and code computers. I have a small dick, but big dreams.
You know what, Connor?
You know what, Connor? It's like Lewis Capaldi.
You dream big, Connor.
Were you there for the Lewis Capaldi interview at Life is Beautiful this year?
Yes.
When he was like...
And she said that Vans were small dick energy. I've got flat feet. My feet are so fat and flat. But I also do have a small dick, so don't worry.
I think I'm just going to end the interview. I was kidding. It's all because I have a
small dick. And I was like... The fact that Lewis Capaldi on stage at a festival in front of like hundreds of people told you that he has a small dick, I was just like, wow, oh.
Okay, sir.
I love that. I mean, I love it. You know what? But my friend who's Irish says, because Lewis Capaldi is Irish.
Yes.
Apparently that's a stereotype for them.
Oh, is it?
My friend who's 6'6", he's very, very tall. He's like, oh, you know, if people ask how big it is, I'm just like, well, I'm Irish. And I didn't know that was a thing. You know, and then they were talking about how sometimes when guys have small ones, they just get out of the way, like that, like jokingly.
I have a small dick.
But I'm going to do it in a funny way. Yeah, so that it's like,
I mean, this kid does look a little Irish, so probably. Then there was, ladies, if you were on Bumble at all in Las Vegas, you'll find a handsome gentleman, pretty sure he's naked, wearing a apron, and he's... hired a professional photographer.
Yes, it's great. It's great.
A great profile. And he has all these pictures of doing house chores. Like, there's a picture of him baking cookies. There's a picture of him, like, cleaning the cat box.
Which was my favorite. Him cleaning the litter
vacuuming.
Box.
Vacuuming. Just showing how good he can be around the house and how hot he can be doing it. And
The marketing. What the marketing.
Like, I swipe right on that guy every time. He me never too. Swipes right on me, but whatever.
I want to do the male version of that. I want to do, like, a bunch of, like, me working on a car. Me watching football. Like, me buying a PS5.
You have to, like, Photoshop the background of every picture. Like, you watching.
Like, it's fake.
So, Nudia came up with a new segment on our show.
I did.
You mad, brah?
Why are you mad, bro?
You're mad, bro.
Because, again, Heather and I were just so digmatized that we were inspired to just be better in our lives.
Yeah, like that's we really were. We're like, we need to get a more stable podcast review or a breakdown. We need to do research on the opposite sex. We need to really tighten
it. Shit that really matters, you know? Like, let's get in there.
Let's get in there and give you the facts.
Let's win some Pulitzer Prize, Nobel Prize winners.
Perfect, Nudia.
You know?
So Nudia went and searched and did lots of research, and she found what?
Well, no, I didn't know that this existed. There's a little corner cavern of YouTube that is literally guys shitting on dating apps.
Really?
Guys getting so upset. I found this video and I had to watch it once I saw the title. Dating apps are stunting young men.
Okay, why are they stunting young men? I don't get it. So did you watch the segment?
I watched the video and I wanted to play this little clip so you guys get the feel of when I break it down for you. I want you to feel his tone and feel exactly where he went here.
So you get women who do online dating right now.
Okay.
And you have this culture being bred by this mainstream, you know, feminist narrative of men shouldn't talk to women at all. As much, and I know they'll deny it if you say, like, you shouldn't even talk to them. No, of course not. Just don't harass. I was thinking about this because I was talking to this young dude and he was like 24 and okay. he was a virgin.
Mm-hmm. 24 and a virgin.
Yeah, dude. There's like some ridiculous number in 2012, I think it was. Something like 18 to 24 year old men, like 30% were virgins. Women have all the men line up and they just like the guys they like and they get to message them. That's just how it is.
Okay.
Women are the ones who get messaged. Men are the one who message. So men go on Tinder and they swipe everybody and then hope some woman swipes them back.
Yeah. But
what Tinder and OkCupid has done is made it so that the dating pool for women becomes infinite.
Basically, yeah.
They can pick any city they want.
I kind of believe that is 100% true. I feel like guys don't have the upper advantage in this game.
But I don't think it's anything to get upset about. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, finally the girls are finally running the fucking show.
Finally we have something that makes you actually work hard to get us.
Yep.
And like dating apps are stunting young men. It's like, come on, bro. Game is game.
Game is game. Not only is game, but you still got a bigger variety on the internet than you do at the local pubs.
That's true.
So
that's true. And it's just like, I you know, like people used to write letters to each other. It'd take fucking months to hear from people. So like we've always had this thing where there was distance between people and people weren't connected face to face all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't believe that that's the reason. Okay. I mean, it doesn't help. Does it help if you're not super attractive and a 10 on Tinder? No, it doesn't help your chances of dating. But the thing is just like to say that this is why young men hate dating apps and aren't getting laid. I don't think that's fair.
That's not fair. I will agree with you on that. We'll definitely have to do more of those because like definitely male's perspective on these. Like we need to have like a whole segment of our show. We just get male's perspective. Because I feel like they're always telling us, we're wrong, Nudia. They're always like, you're wrong.
We are, or they just want to give their input. Like a lot of your guy friends that listen to my guy friends. Mm-hmm. Like they're just like, we think blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to wrap up our show with what's going on in our lives.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mentioned that I have a new character in my life. He's probably exiting very soon, actually. So this is probably going to be a short one. But I met someone and hooked up with them. And do you ever just like have sex and it's just real good? Just real good. First time, real good.
That's always like, you're like, I'm so, you just look up, you put your hands in a little prayer and you're like, thank you.
Or you think like, you know, oh, like wow, this is
like to bring it to work is kind of amazing the first time around.
Yeah. Like where you both finish within probably 20 minutes. Like,
and can we say five times finishing is not a bad thing.
Okay, so this guy.
Five times in a row. Heather had 5 times in a row. Ooh, come on, Heather. I see you. She's glowing.
I'm still glowing from
her hair is more red, you know?
Oh, thank you, Nudia. I don't know, man. You just have, oh, his lips are so good. And, oh, the things he did to me was so good. It was all so good. His dick was perfect. Everything was so good.
Good dick could leave you in a toxic relationship for a long time.
I don't think he's toxic, though. I don't think he's toxic. I really don't. I think he's a very nice guy with really good moves in bed. I'm down for a ride on that train.
I think, again,
choo-choo!
Nothing wrong with age. I just don't think he's super mature. Heather's starting to date younger men. Okay.
Yeah, so I actually lowered, and actually this is a good thing to talk about. I lowered my age on Bumble just to see if I could pull 25-year-olds. I'm not.
Of course you are.
But I don't really want to date 25-year-olds. Like, I think 27 is probably my limit.
But, you know, you told people that you were looking to be a little bit more free.
Oh, I was being a little bit more free. I just don't want any expectations on any of it. I feel like when you have expectations on anything, you're just always going to be let down. Because I had expectations that, like, Knee Shaker would, like, hit me up more after, like, we hooked up so we could hook up some more. So now I'm overanalyzing everything in my head. I'm like, was I not good? Did I come too much? Was I this, that, and the other? Like, all this stuff, because that's what I do. You know what I mean?
That's normal, though. I think any girl, after they leave a hookup, it's like...
And then you don't get attention after. You're kind of like, did I do something
wrong? If I don't get a text before I make it home and go to sleep, I'm like...
You're freaking out, right?
No, I'm not freaking out. I'm just like, oh. You know, because
you're like,
oh, you'll know really? If you get a, did you make it home text? I know you don't fucking care if I made it home, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, we had a little experiment, Heather and I. And we tried recording it. It was an utter fail.
Oh, yeah. It was
a
disaster. Maybe Nudia saved some of the clips she can insert somewhere. Or we could put them on a separate bonus episode one day of me and Nudia swiping on dudes. And what did we do, Nudia? We played a game.
We switched phones. And Heather and I think we had a maximum of like 10 people.
Yeah.
And you had to message with intentions to get a date.
Yes.
And the funny thing is that neither Heather and I got a date out of this.
I actually got one nice guy out of mine. So Nudia took a very bad.
We had two different. Topic. No. We had two different tactics. Let's let them decide which one's bad and which one's
not. I'll tell you which one's bad.
Okay. Yours. So
yours was bad.
My tactic was, guys, they want to meet up. I was trying to get Heather a date fast. The problem is, I think you weren't available that night or the next night. It was like two nights away.
Yeah, I got a bunch of guys that are like, I'm available tonight. Why don't you come tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight. Like,
no.
But I was like, look, guys want to get like in front first. They want to meet first. They want to meet. Like, they don't want to spend forever talking, being pen pals. So I was like, my tactic was, I'm going to message every guy. Hey, want to grab a drink on Thursday?
My tactic was, hi. Hello. How are you?
Heather just put the most basic, like...
But guess what? Nudia got more guys writing her back. I got a bunch of unmatches because I think they all thought that I was like some hooker trying to like get my paycheck in on a Thursday. I honestly do. So I think your tactic sucked.
To be fair, I've never used that tactic myself.
Well, fuck you, Nudia! So you do it to a bunch of dudes that I thought were hot?
I didn't betray you. I was... We were trying it out, you know? They weren't that great anyways. And guess what? It's their loss. Where are they now? Nowhere. Nowhere. They're doing nothing. But I did get like a few responses. So I'm talking to a couple guys. We'll see if anything happens. I was just thinking the other day, really hot guy. I screenshotted him and sent him to Heather immediately. And I was like, look who I just matched with. He was ready to like grab a drink that night. And I was just like, you know what? It's been so long since I've met up with someone like that on a date out. It's been a really long time.
How did it make you feel?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, every time you meet, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but when you go to meet someone on an app for the first time, I'm always so fucking nervous
because you don't know if they're gonna catfish you. You don't know like if it's gonna go really bad. You don't know if you're just gonna like no connection at all. Like And then you walk away from those dates and you're just, you feel, it's like an emptiness. Like, ugh, I wasted my time. You know what I mean?
If you waste your time, sometimes, you know. No, I was just like, what the fuck? Fuck you for doing this. Why would we do this?
Just FYI to all of our listeners, if it sounds a little bit of a weird edit, me and Nuria took a 20-minute fucking snack break in the middle of our episode so we could eat cookie dough buns.
It was very necessary, though. I will have to say, like,
so
I
if
feel...
if it's a weird edit, just warning you now, that's what happened.
But I will say, like, we were almost done. Yeah. So I don't know why we felt the need to, in that moment, nope. Just take a...
No fucking clue. Anyway, so, yep. Oh, fast forward. Yes. I matched with Tattoo Guy on Bumble New
Year. Heather matched with Tattoo... Sorry.
She's choking on this news.
Heather matched with Tattoo Guy. But honestly, I wasn't that shocked.
I thought Tattoo Guy had a girlfriend.
Tattoo Guy does have a girlfriend, and they just... You know what? Maybe I should give too much away because then people are really going to be able to figure this out. But yes, okay. They've gotten more serious. Okay. I will say that.
Okay.
But the thing is that I've heard through the grapevine that like people I know, their friends have matched with him. So that's how like that's why there's been a little bit of gossip because like he's still on the apps. He's still matching with people that people know of and stuff.
Yeah, he's trying to find his next chick. His next replacement. I realize that guys like to
side. Oh, they always need to have the replacement on
they
deck.
They need to have you on, have deck. On deck. Yes. That's why I feel like a certain someone in my life in the past probably year did that to me a lot.
Had other girls in the waiting wing?
Yeah, I was like in the waiting wing.
Oh, you were in the
waiting
wing.
Waiting to be called up to the plate.
You were the on the bench.
I was on the bench.
You ready to give you the first draft pick.
Woo! Didn't do it, though. What a terrible time. Anyway, I matched with him, so I think that he's a lying, cheating hoe.
He is. But, you know, Tattoo Guy and I have taken a different course. It was like, we're definitely really good friends now.
Good. I'm glad. You know? I like Tattoo Guy. I was just going to message him and be like, hey, you know I have like a podcast with one of like your friends, right? Like, why are you swiping right on me?
Well, that would be great. But
I was going to, but you're like, no, don't do it.
Oh, no. You said you wanted to go. You wanted to fake set him up. You
wanted
to go.
Oh,
and
I wanted to fake set him up on a date.
Thing. Yes. Yep. Heather and I have this dream of one day
setting up a dude, like matching with the same dude on a dating app.
Yes.
And then setting him up.
Like Heather's with him at the bar, and I just happen to slide it. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
geez. Hi. Yep. Oh, what are we drinking? What? Just
really
make
the
whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we're so evil.
That.
We're so evil.
We gotta do that.
We
gotta
do.
We do.
We
do.
We do at least once.
Yes.
It'd be such 100%. An adrenaline rush.
Yes.
But anyways, was I? Listen, I'm giving a great recommendation right now on.
I know,
the
but
size
I
of
matched
that thing.
With him.
Oh, you did? You
yeah.
didn't need to do that.
Well, I did that out of respect for you because I
really
love you and care about you as my co-host.
Thank you. I know he's really hot. That was tough.
It was really tough to unmatch him, but I did it for you.
Thank you. Just appreciate it.
Just
appreciate
you.
It.
Anyway, I matched with him. We unmatched. I've been like just on there just to like talk to people, but I've met a lot of cool people recently, so I'm down for the cool train of hanging out with new people.
Yeah, so Heather and I are talking to guys right now, so we'll see what transpires.
Hopefully I'll be banging what's his name again.
Sex could take you down a bad road, I feel. I believe so.
That's good advice. Okay. All right. Thank you for being there for me.
We are going to end this episode.
Yep, at an hour and 12 minutes.
Because, again, Heather and I are a little intoxicated right now.
Yep, we're done. We've giggled. We've had a great time. We've told the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Facts.
Opinions.
We had a fucking funeral.
Yep.
Pay
goodbye.
Your respect.
Goodbye.
Too late to apologize.
Too late. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a good one. We'll see you next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.